For the 22nd century and onward, there is a reasonable chance that we will need to convert massively to alternative technologies, such as solar power or nuclear power. Fortunately, the long-term prospects for solar power are very good. The total solar radiation that reaches the Earth is about 10,000 times greater than our current commercial energy use. By harnessing that solar power, we could eventually dispense altogether with our reliance on fossil fuels. We already harness solar power in many forms: solar panels to produce electricity, the direct solar heating of water, wind power, which itself is the conversion of solar radiation into the movement of air molecules, hydroelectric power, remembering that the hydrological cycle is powered by solar radiation, and of course biofuels, using the products of photosynthesis. Currently, the cost of these various kinds of solar power tends to exceed most applications of fossil fuel-based energy. With improved technologies, however, solar power will eventually compete favorably with fossil fuel power, and thereby provide a backstop technology to ensure the world's long-term energy future. With other threatened resources, groundwater, fish, tropical forests, soil nutrients, farmland, there are usually many ways to use man-made capital to economize on the depletable natural resource under stress. Ocean fisheries can be made sustainable, for example, by the introduction of fish farms to replace open-sea fishing. The ocean is spared at the expense of increased land use, both for the fish farm and for the land to produce the fish meal. The development of high-yield seed varieties allows for a reduction of land under cultivation while still producing the same amount of food. Drought-resistant seed varieties can facilitate the reduction of water use, and the list goes on. None of these possibilities ensures that such sustainable technologies will be adopted smoothly and at a scale necessary to avoid massive ecological and economic disruptions. Coal can be converted to liquid fuels, for example, but it can only be converted at a large scale if significant investments in Fischer-Tropsch industrial units are made in advance. Sustainable development may be achievable in theory, but not reached in practice, if public policies and market forces do not lead to the needed investments. We can summarize in the following way. The world is facing enormous ecological and environmental problems, but running out of natural resources is not the right way to describe the threat. The world has the energy, land, biodiversity, and water resources needed to feed the entire world and support long-term economic prosperity for all. The problem is that markets might not lead to their wise and sustainable use. There is no economic imperative that will condemn us to deplete our vital resource base, but neither is there an invisible hand that will prevent us from doing so. The choice will be ours, through public policy and global cooperation. Resource scramble or systematic innovation. Despite the vast stores of energy, including non-conventional fossil fuels, solar power, geothermal power, nuclear power, and more, there is a pervasive fear of an imminent energy crisis resulting from the depletion of oil. The scramble of powerful countries to control Middle East oil or newly discovered reserves in other parts of the world, such as West Africa and the Arctic, has surely intensified, while investments in alternative and sustainable energy sources have been woefully insufficient. This is an example of a vicious cycle of distrust. The world could adopt a cooperative approach to develop sustainable energy supplies, with sustainability in the dual sense of low greenhouse gas emissions and long-term low-cost availability. Alternatively, we can scramble for the depleting conventional oil and gas resources. The scramble, very much underway today, reduces global cooperation, spills over into violence, and risks great power confrontations, and makes even more distant the good faith cooperation to pool R&D and investments to develop alternative fuels and alternative ways to use non-conventional fossil fuels. The Bush administration has been more consumed by the scramble rather than by cooperative global investments in a long-term future. The administration's outlook has been dominated by the oil industry, not by a broader perspective on energy potential or global sustainable development. The Iraq War surely has its roots in the misapplied quest of the Bush administration for U.S. energy security, though of course the war has only deepened the insecurity. Yet the U.S. fixation on Middle East oil goes back more than half a century, to the CIA-backed coup that overthrew the Prime Minister of Iran in 1953, and a seemingly endless series of CIA and military misadventures since then. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent in military efforts to ensure the security, for the United States, of Middle East oil fields, swamping the funds that have been applied to developing long-term energy alternatives. Panic has consistently superseded good judgment and a long-term cooperative perspective.